And it is time for Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, and his neuron report. And Matt, I was mentioning you're going to be on the Channel 7 KBC Eyewitness News next, I believe it's Tuesday, October 3rd.
Yeah, October 3rd.
And I got the time kind of right, but not completely right.
No, it's between 4 and 4:30.
4 and 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
A huge feature on you. And anybody that was at the finish line for Matt's hydro bike ride that he completed on the 16th of September, if you want to call in now and talk to Matt, that's what it's all about. All the people that were there, a lot of people were interviewed for the Channel 7 News, as you were, Matt. It's got to be really exciting. You've got a big month in October coming up with a lot of things happening.
Yeah, it's incredible. All my hard work with therapy day in, day out, still doing it, you know. But now it's in a whole different motion. It's not walking, talking, reading, writing, that's all. I'm doing it on a different level. I'm getting the cops called on me now, so that's even more fun, you know, because that's another frontal lobe issue I have to deal with, you know, how I'm speaking and my volume, my voice, you know, and it's just a whole different thing. But it's all through God's grace. I'm even able to talk to you guys in sentences and to even to be freaking riding a hydro bike 32 miles and then walking, just doing everything, speaking to different people, to helping other people with head injury. That's the huge part, you know. Even with people that it's just simple things in the brain, because I've been watching brain things on the smart TV, and we have so much that's just huge. You know, it's just incredible how it all works. And I want to help the mainly people in a coma. Anybody that, you know, because that's my gig. Once I see someone in a coma, it's just my heart goes out, you know, because it's a whole different thing. And I got to give a thanks out to Heather, because today was her first day she spoke at the cliff that her son went off today. So everyone look onto that. She was on the news as well, so it's pretty cool.
Do you have information on that at positive-matters.org, your website?
No, I don't, but I should try to get that on there. I'll text you and see if that would be possible. I'm sure it would.
Yeah, because that sounds very good as well. And then you're going to be on, I believe it's the 18th of October, your film will be in the Newport Beach Film Festival.
That's a huge thing, and I don't know if I'm going to win, but I'm hoping that I win through all my work that I've done. But mine dates back to 91. I think the other people are like 3 or 4 or 5 years back, you know. I'm 32 years back, and I'm still improving. That's what's even crazier.
Yeah, and the movie is called Putting the Ability in Disability, is that it?
No, Putting Ability in Disability.
And it's
Putting Ability in Disability.
All right.
Paid. Oh.
And explain, you know, the reason.
No, well, because there was nothing. They said I was going to die, 5% jocked. I even have it in writing. Doctors told my mom repeatedly that prognosis for recovery was poor. And these are two of the country's specialists that just happened to be there that night. And they told her that night of the accident. And then from there, she thought I was going to wake up, everything was going to be nice and normal. You know, I was just sleeping, because I read that in her. She wrote a 10-page documentary in my first year after the accident. So that's going to be hopefully for the movie, but no, this is what's going to be great. But the whole, I had to start from nothing, you know, diapers on, trachin, G2 getting fed through my nostrils. And it's just work. If you can do, anything that's impossible with man, it's impossible. With God, anything's impossible. That's all I got to say, because that's all. The doctor is just all by chance, everything we do, you know.
And you're going to have your movie. There's going to be 4 short documentaries
Yeah.
when yours is shown. And you said It's at 3:30 in the afternoon on on Wednesday.
Get there at 3:30 because starts I think at 3:45, but just get there early so then we can wrap and do some moonwalks outside the theater. But I think the one girl Buster saw she had a skiing accident. Hers is 13 minutes, and then the shooting up at in Vegas at the concert, I think that one's 18 minutes. And then I think there's one more, but I'm not sure. But then I have mine, which is 30 minutes. I think mine will be last.
You're in the short documentary category.
Yeah, and if you go on the website, you look up short document. Well, you have to scroll down because it was like, I think, like a couple hundred, like 500 movies in this whole thing. And they're all by category. So look up short documentaries. And then scroll down, and you'll see me in a coma, and then you'll see with the nurse behind me, and then you'll see me on a hydro bike in the back.
So the day that your screening is happening, I think you said you're the fourth documentary that's going to be shown. They're all shorts, but it's starting at 3:45, right?
All I know is two of them right now. There's 13 and 18 minutes, so.
All right.
It starts at 3:45 and goes to 5:25. Then there'll be 20 minutes of questioning for all the directors of the movie.
And that's going to be at Fashion Island, Lot 2.
Yes, and Lot 2, and I asked the lady, is Lot 2 in the parking lot? You just put up a tent? She's on, no. It's a really exclusive movie theater. So popcorn for all on me.
Yeah,
and just I take that back.
Okay, so you're doing that. And then another great honor for you, the Balboa Island Museum and our great friend Balboa John.
Yeah.
He has scheduled you to be the speaker for the Balboa Island Museum for the month of October, and that's going to happen October 26th.
Yeah, at 6 o'clock p.m., and I'm just going to explain my head trauma and just, you know, all my different episodes of this and that. But then I'll try to get into my grandpa, how he got here, the reason why I'm here right now, because he bought our house in 55 for, I think, $35,000, you know. And then because he moved from St. Louis to North Hollywood, and his neighbors in North Hollywood were Frank Sinatra, the artist from Gone with the Wind, which my mom painted in, and then the inventor of Bambi and Bugs Bunny. And they had a house down here in the 30s and 40s. And then they rented to my grandparents in 49. And then that's how it all became. And then my grandpa bought it in 55.
For how much?
$35,000, man.
It's a house right on the Bayside in Newport with a dock. What's it worth today, your house? Or do you want to say?
I don't know, like $6-7 million.
Unbelievable.
I don't know. It's just, I don't want to say, because I don't, you know, it's just, I don't feel like, oh, yeah, you know, but it's just, I'm blessed to even be here, and I'm blessed to even have my head injury taking care of this, you know, riding, you know, keeping up the dock, keeping up the house. Just, it's a lot of work, but see, when you're a head injury and everyone's doing everything for you, that's easy. And now, you know, I had to retrain everything, and I'm still learning a whole bunch of different things, you know. This, that, this, and that. You know, I have different people helping me with it, you know. And I have to get my frontal lobes back on track. But it's just, it's all the different parts. And right now I'm using my Broca. That's your speech in your frontal lobe when you want to talk to words, man. Woo, the Broca.
All right. Tickets are available to see Matt at the Newport Beach Film Festival.
Oh yeah. We can I want to give out two a shot now, remember?
All right, let's give away a pair of tickets. If you'd like to go see Matthew Thomas's documentary, the name
Putting a Billy in Disability, and we're giving away two for free tickets right now.
All right.
Call up, Bennett.
You can call in on the old school landline or hit me up on the poor phone. The landline, 949
949 67. Oh, no, you go, sorry.
949-650-1015 or the poor phone, 949-870-6155. And Balboa John's going to come in another week or so. He'll give you information how you can go see his speaker series and hear him as well. All right, we got somebody on the phone right now. We might as well. You want to just go to the phones and give it away?
Yes, go to the phones.
All right.
Please do it now.
Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Hey, good morning. Poor man, I'm calling in to get the tickets for the Matt Thomas doc.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Costa Mesa Shane.
Costa Mesa Shane. Is this Shane U.S. Weed Channel?
No, it is not.
Oh, okay.
I'm the one that
talked with you about doing voiceovers.
Oh, right, right. I know who you are. All right.
Yeah.
So he's a winner, right, Matt?
Yeah, when okay, wait. Next time we gotta ask a question, but yeah.
Oh,
there you
okay.
go, winner, 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 winner.
All right, so we'll ask him a question anyway.
Okay, what was my last year's hydro bike time? How long?
How long did it take him to hydro bike from Catalina to the mainland?
Last year.
You know what we'll do, Matt? Let's take a break. We'll give a pair to Shane. You want to give another pair to whoever can answer
that one? Yeah, do that. Okay.
All right. I don't want to take all your tickets.
I know. All right. Well, because I'm getting a bunch today, like I think 25 or 30. Me and Joel are going to do it.
Tell you what.
But,
Shane, are you there? What happened to Shane?
I think he hung up because he didn't know the answer.
Hey, Shane, text me your phone number and your name, and I'll hook you up for the tickets with Matt. So you're definitely a winner. And then whoever can get that question will come back with our remaining moments with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, right after this.
Yeah.
Hey, you got the Silverado. Did you get it at Selman Chevrolet?
Yeah, thanks for the referral. They have a big selection of Silverados right now. I found what I wanted online at SelmanChevy.com. And they have some great discounts, too, so I got an incredible deal on it.
That's awesome. We actually bought several vehicles from Selman, and we always have a great experience.
Selman Chevrolet, Orange County's number one volume Chevy dealer since 1952. Find new roads at SelmanChevy.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a killer spot, Original Pizza's got you. They've been around since 1963, now at a new location at 3100 Irvine Avenue on the Newport Beach Golf Course. There's like 38 TVs, so there's always sports going off, especially football. The food is epic. Pizzas, sandos, salads, wings. The Original Pizza bar staff is the best in town. You got Jana, Ryan, Cash, they'll always take care of you. The phone number is 949-574-4995 or opnewport.com.
Hey, yo, Don Vito.
Yeah.
I got something new to bring to the table.
Okay, tell me about it.
It's a cookie.
A cookie?
A cookie that's a glass.
Okay, tell me more.
You know the glasses? Forget about it.
Forget about
any sort of glass you got, forget about it.
Okay,
we'll the cookie is a glass. What do you say to that, Don Vito?
That sounds like a fantastic idea.
Dirty Cookie at DirtyCookie.com. 949-238-8092. Poor Man 15.
Do you have a used car to sell but don't want to hassle with going to a car dealership or deal with a private party sale? CarStuff can help. Selling your car is safe and easy with CarStuff. They buy all makes and models in any condition and will pay top dollar for your used car. Plus, they will go to you. One of their professional appraisers will go to your home or office and they can take care of the entire process, including the DMV paperwork. They've been buying used cars since 1993. CarStuff.com.
All right, we're back with our remaining moments with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. He's going to be with his movie, his documentary in the Newport Beach Film Festival. I mean, that's a very prestigious film festival. Congratulations on that, Matt.
Thank you, thank you. It took a lot of work, but see, it took 32 years. I was thinking about this ever since I was in TGI Care House in Northridge. I'm thinking about what I can do to get into... As Jim Morrison says, is your life worth making a movie about? Oh, but no, it's just, here it is, you know, 32 years later. It took a long time, but that's what it is. You just got to wait.
All right, so the question is, how long did it take Matthew Thomas to complete his first hydro bike ride? And it's the subject of his documentary that's in the Newport Beach Film Festival on October 18th. His first ride. How long did it take him? You can contact us on the old school landline for that. And Shane Smith, if you're listening, text me on the poor phone with your number, and I will hook you up with a pair of tickets that didn't require an answer to any question. All right. So
you're just the first one. Clear the lines.
Here we go. You're live on the air. Good morning.
Hey, poor man, it's Hooligan Rob. How are you?
Hooligan Rob, who has been on the Neuron Report.
Yes, Hooligan Rob.
I have. And your documentary has personal importance to me, so I would like to see it if it's possible.
You've had brain surgery yourself, Hooligan Rob.
I have, and I'm probably not out of the woods yet. So I just had an EEG and an MRI last week, so we'll see where that goes.
We'll see how it's going, man. It's a blessing, though, whatever you do, okay? But yeah, you. How long was your ride last year? Do you know?
What do you mean by how long? Your ride?
Yeah, the question was, how long did it take Matt Thomas, to go from Avalon in Catalina to Newport Beach, California, to get the tickets?
I can't remember what I did yesterday, but I'm going to guess like somewhere around 8 hours. I tried. I gave it my best shot.
You gave it your best shot. Why not?
All right. Good luck to whoever wins.
Yeah, and you can listen, Hooligan Rob. If you don't win them between now and the date, you can definitely.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll have one to give you because you've been on the Neuron Report, so you got the drama going.
How do people get tickets to the screening, Matt? Do they go to Newport?
No, they go to the website. They're on sale now at NewportBeachFilmFestival.com.
All right, so people can get them there too as well. All right, so thank you, Rob. Oh, your instant
Thanks,
request.
Matt. Thanks, Paul, man.
And your instant...
Oh, let's go to Lips Like Sugar from Echo and the Bunnymen.
And Sugar is a nexus to sweet. That works.
Exactly.
All right. Let's try this one. You're live on the radio. Good morning to you. Hello.
Daryl Longobardi, OC Snow Sports.
Daryl, OC Snow Sports. How long was Matt's first hydro bike ride, which is... the subject of the documentary that will be at the Newport Beach Film Festival?
11 hours.
Oh, yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes. 11 hours.
I just wanted to say congratulations on both your rides and your movie and your success, buddy. I always like... unfortunately, we don't see each other on a regular basis because I'm busy just like you are. But just want to say hoorah, buddy. Good job.
All right. Thank you for the hoorah. I haven't tried snowboarding in like 20 years because I used to go with certain sports. You know,
well, my door's always open.
Well, I got to try. I don't know because I'm kind of trippy older now, but that's when it was 2 years after I came out of a coma. I was skiing. I went up with Coach Cheese. Paul, he owns a shop, and he owns a surf shop in Mission Viejo called SoCal Surf and Sport. And he used to ride for Burton Air at the time, and he took me out to the mountain of Summit. Took me an hour and a half to get down.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you're ready, buddy, my door's open for you. I'd love to sponsor you and get you on the hill one day.
Yeah,
I think that'd be very inspirational for a lot of people to see you go down a hill on a snowboard. Or skis, either one.
Hey, Daryl.
Yeah, buddy.
Contact Matt on his cell to get the...
I will. I got his number.
Yeah, 949-375.
Yeah, but then I think... I'm not sure how it works because when we buy the tickets, I think we're going to need your email, and then we put it in there, and then they email you the tickets.
Yeah, so at
no
some
problem,
point...
buddy.
At some point, he should get in touch with you, right?
For yeah, sure. Bro. Yeah, come on, Lombardi.
All right. Thanks, Daryl.
All right, bro. Thank you, man. Have a great day, guys.
Unless you have an instant request with Sweet, our theme.
I sent in a request for the Drifters. Sweet. Hold on. It is Sweets, My Sweets, I think it is. Hold on. Sweets for my sweets by the Drifters.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay, thanks, Daryl.
Okay, guys, have a great day.
All right.
Thank you. Word.
Matt, I'm going to play your song now. I got to go right to the music. What do you have?
Oh, the Talking Heads, Sugar on My Tongue. Nexus.
There you go.
Great.
A Nexus. All right, thank you, Matt.
Okay, clear the lines.
Clearing the lines. Clear the lines.
All right, cool. All right, thank you, man. We'll talk later. I'll give you a call. You call me here. And I'll say peace out to all the listeners at KOCI, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you, buddy.
All right, thank you, guys. Bye.
My people will talk to your people.
Yeah. After they talk to Amy's people.